Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. So,
why are you?
I'm welcoming you to week 762 of the Crankcast.
I don't want it.
Don't want it. Don't want it. You can't have it.
Okay, goodbye. See ya.
Well, not a Who fan?
I'm not a Crankcast fan.
Well, that's nothing new. I mean, anyway. So, I am working on the new computer finally.
Yay. You like it?
It's peppier. This is my first working transition into Windows 10, which I'm not super thrilled with. I mean, I've been using it on my tablets and stuff, but...
What have you been using?
Windows 7.
Hasn't... Like, most people you have been using 10, haven't they? Forever.
A lot of people have switched up to 10, yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people were still using 7, because 7 was still solid. Yeah. The only reason I made the switch from 7 to 10 was because they discontinued updates and security updates in January. And I just, with as much as I'm online, I just didn't feel like I could keep going with 7 anymore for that. I mean, I still use 7 on my recording computer, my music computer.
Oh, you have a separate computer for music making?
Yeah. It's not connected to the internet or anything, and it just...
Seems like that would be hard to do these days. Seems like you would have to be connected to the internet to make music.
No, I mean, this is just for recording, like, when I'm recording in-house and stuff. I can still do music stuff on the new computer, like if I'm just working out ideas or something. But when I want to use the board and the outboard effects and all that stuff, I work on the music computer. I've got it, like, a lot of the services, normal services for Windows turned off and stuff. I've kind of got it customized to just be an audio machine. So. So, you know, it works for me. But, yeah, so I've been trying to... I couldn't... because I was switching to a new computer, I was still using old audio cards that had PCI slot. Like, or were for 4 PCI slots. Which is, like, super old, you know. And the new computer's motherboard didn't have any PCI slots, so I couldn't just keep using the old card anymore that I was using before to record us.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone through like 3 different audio interfaces trying to get something that actually worked with the new system. That kind of sucked. It took me a couple of days to figure that out. And that even now, my routing is super kludgy because Windows 10's audio routing's different than Windows 7. So it's a little weird. But it seems to be working. It looks like I'm recording stuff, which is, you know, nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, no.
You're not recording?
No, I'm recording, but it kind of looks like it's... I'm not... My channels aren't separating. It's just one of those things I got to figure out. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, no, it's working. Okay, good. So. Anyway. Stuff. Change. Change is scary. Moving computers is like moving your house, because you have to transfer a lot of data and move things around and set up stuff the way you want it.
Well, yeah, it's mostly that there's always a chance that you're not going to get it to work the way that it was working before.
Right, and that's just like, because you get, especially if it's your working computer, you get used to things doing it the way you want it to do it so that you can be productive, right? Like in a timely fashion.
Oh, I know. I updated to Catalina the other day, and I'm just like, there are all kinds of things that didn't work anymore. And I had to, you know, if I have to spend more than a couple of hours on it, then you've already taken a page away from me.
Right.
You've taken that much money from me.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I first started setting this computer up back in January, and then I just kept putting it off because I had work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, you know, I'd fiddle with it and update some stuff here and there, but finally I think it was on Thursday, I was like, you know what, I need to get this thing switched over. Not Thursday, it was like Saturday or Sunday, but I was like, I need to get this thing switched over, and so I just dove into it and started installing everything I needed, and I still don't have everything on here that I, like, might use.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it well enough that I can get back into work again, and, you know, I a lot of preferences set up, and, like, you know, when you reinstall Illustrator, you have to, like, redo all your keyboard shortcuts, crap like that. And actions, I use a lot of actions and batch render stuff. So I had to, like, get all that set back up again, and I hate it. I don't like it. This goes back to a conversation we were having last week about, you know, you telling me I'm a tinkerer, but I'm not entirely a tinkerer, because I used to actually enjoy this, like, the setting up of a new computer, and I don't anymore. I just want things to work.
Yeah, you're getting older.
I guess, or impatient.
I was just always old.
Mike Norton, old soul.
Usually when people say old soul, it's a compliment. I don't think old soul in my case is a good thing.
Aw. You're all right. You're a good egg.
Like, I'm okay. I wouldn't kick you out of a bunker if there was an apocalypse, but I'm not that great a person.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't saying you were like a saint or anything, but I said you were all right.
Yeah. Not a murderer.
Well, a murderer would probably say that, wouldn't
he? It's true.
There's no way out of that argument. Speaking of inexplicable things that, you know, so we have Obamagate now.
I thought we weren't talking about this stuff anymore.
Oh, this one I got to bring up because it's just so fucking ridiculous.
In fact, yeah, but the thing is, you can't tell me what Obamagate is because they can't tell me what Obamagate is.
Exactly. I read one article that was comparing it to a convoluted comic book plot, and they weren't wrong.
Yeah, it I don't know what it is because it's not a thing.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, they're alluding to stuff and sort of saying that Obama did something that involved trying to entrap people that were involved with Trump. And
yeah, they said that during the whole the impeachment thing.
Right. And it's just like, you know, Trump when confronted on it was just like, oh, you know what he did.
Yeah, you like, know what he doesn't know what Obamagate is. He heard somebody say it on one of his nut job podcast or something. Not that he listens to podcasts, but I'm sure he listens to crazy ass like The Blaze on Pluto TV or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody said that and he's like, yeah, that sounds good. If somebody's saying it, then it must be true.
Because
that's all he says. He's like, you know, people are saying it. The fucking president says shit like, you know, people are saying.
All right. Well,
you know, people are saying, it's like, no, they aren't. You just said it.
I mean, he sounds like that person in a relationship that's mad at you for some unspecified reason. And then when you ask them why, they say, you know why. You know, like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And then to make things weirder is like, especially coming from Trump to be accusing Obama of doing something as president when Trump's saying that the president can't be accused of doing anything because everything the president does is right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right there, it's like, what? Of course, I mean, it's not unusual for Trump to, you know, contradict things if it doesn't serve him well. But this is just so freakishly ridiculous. And it's obvious, like, it's just supposed to be a distraction, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
They don't actually expect anything to come out of it except for maybe salvaging Trump's chances of election. That's about it. And, you know, of course, his fan base is lapping it up, but I just, and there's so many other things going on. I mean, fuck, they're fucking with the post office right now.
Yeah.
Which is probably intentional considering they're trying to get, you know, a lot of mail-in voting things going.
It's that, and it's that he doesn't like Jeff Bezos. He's trying to fuck up Amazon.
Well, and the thing is he's
mad that Amazon makes a lot of money through the mail, so he's trying to ruin that.
Well, he's been gunning for the post office anyway. He wants it privatized so that people can make money off of it, like, you know, his buddies, millionaires, other people like him. Billionaires, I guess, whatever. But they're trying to privatize the post office, and it's that's just not great. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, I'll go back to not talking about it. But I had to bring that up because it's just so stupidly ridiculous. Anyway, so how's the guitar setup going?
It's terrible. Yeah. Every time I adjust something, something else goes wrong. And so I've got two guitars that I haven't played because I can't make them sound right. I can't make them play right. Yeah. So I might as well have not bought any guitars.
Okay.
It's driving me insane.
Hmm.
It makes me real mad that I can't, every time I adjust the action, there's one string on my Epiphone Les Paul that won't stop buzzing.
Wait, you bought a Les Paul too? Man, how many guitars do you have now?
I have 5.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I have a Made in Mexico Strat. I have a Made in Mexico Telecaster.
Uh-huh.
I have an Epiphone Les Paul.
Uh-huh.
I have the Jackson, which I don't like, and I'm probably going to sell if anybody's interested. And I have my Dan Electro 12 string.
Oh, okay.
That I've always had. And I have that bass.
Right. Okay.
So it's not like I went crazy, although I really want to. I fight myself on a daily basis.
I missed the Les Paul pickup. I didn't realize.
That's because I didn't want to tell anybody because it's embarrassing that I have this weird guitar buying thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
And the Les Paul is amazing. I love it. It's just that I can't get that one string to stop buzzing.
Does it buzz all the way across the fretboard or just at certain spots?
Nope. It's like the lower frets. I've adjusted the truss rod. I've lowered the bridge. I've raised the bridge.
Could be the frets need crowning.
Well, I'm not going to fuck with that because I will screw that up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that does take a little practice because you kind of got to know how to file it.
I mean, the Strat I have has sharp fret edges, and I'm afraid to fuck with that.
That's, yeah, I mean, if you're worried about it, leave it to somebody else. I mean, it's not super hard to take care of.
It's not like I can get it fixed, though, because everything's closed here.
Right.
So I've had these guitars for a month now, and I can't really play them.
Hmm. Well...
So it sucks. Good thing my Tele is great, and always has been.
See, at least you got one good working guitar.
It has a buzzy G string, but I've managed to fix that sort of...
Buzzy G string. Sorry. Well, good. Have you learned anything new?
I'm always learning something new.
What have you learned recently?
I haven't. I mean, the songs. Here's the thing. I'm learning techniques more than I am songs.
All right. Sure.
Like I'm going through lessons, and there's a lot of riffs and fake songs involved, but nothing. If there's songs, I've gone and I've learned. Like technically, I've learned chords to. A bunch of like stupid little songs, like some White Stripes crap and some Cheap Trick, and I've learned "Living After Midnight" by Judas Priest. I can pretty much play that whole thing, even the solo. But the solo's giving me some problems.
Like the lead solo or the riff under the solo?
The lead.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wondered.
It's an easy solo, so I mean.
Because we were talking about when you were. Looking at that lesson for learning Blue Oyster Cult, they weren't actually showing you the lead; they were showing you.
The oh, lead. Yeah, that's what the Fender learning. Because you know, I told you I signed up for 3 of those, right?
Yeah.
I signed up for Fender Play, which is the official Fender one, Jam Play, which is if you go online, there are two ads that you'll get most of the time. One is for Jam Play and the other is Guitar Tricks. And I have signed up for both of them. Huh. And they are almost the same, except that Guitar Tricks is a little more user-friendly, a little more, seems a little more, more intuitive and inviting.
Okay.
His Jam Play is more of a, it's more of a, you find a video online and then just kind of learn it. You know, it's not really, hey, here's how you do it. It's a little more for people that have been playing for a while.
Gotcha.
So it's interesting. I would rank them as Guitar Tricks number one, Jam Play two, and Fender Play at the bottom, because Fender Play, oh my God, it's so hilarious. I finished, there's five levels to every course. And I finished the rock course. It's five levels. I finished it.
All right.
And the fifth level, it's kind of, that's where there's stuff that you actually have to practice and stuff. Like, I learned Ziggy Stardust. I know how to play that.
Nice.
And it's actually the song, but that's because there's not a whole lot in that song. But I've gone on to, like, the other courses, like they have blues and country and stuff. So I said, let's see what's in the blues. So I go back to level one of blues and it says, okay, now you're going to learn how to play. Give them something to talk about by Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
And I'm looking through it and the lesson is like, it's just the two chords that are in the song, not the thing that they actually play in the song. It's just the two chords, and you're just strumming it like downstrokes, like four beats per measure kind of thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not learning this song. This is not the song.
Huh.
This is ridiculous.
But it sounds like those old you used to get those easy listening chord songs.
Yeah, it's like the Hal Leonard campfire kind of things. That's what it is.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why Fender Play is for everybody. Fender Play is for you when you're 8 years old and you got a guitar for Christmas. That's what Fender Play is for. Jam Play is for people who have been playing and want to learn how to, you know, get their legato on. And Guitar Tricks is much more well balanced.
Hmm.
And then there are a couple of other ones that I haven't messed with. And I'm not even talking about the ones that are just strictly on YouTube, which is just a guy who will teach you songs.
That's like where I've looked at those before.
Like Marty Schwartz, and there's a bunch of them. Like Justin Guitar is actually pretty good. He's like this Australian guy. Everything he makes is for free.
Hmm.
And he has some pretty in-depth stuff on his website. He takes donations, but everything's for free.
That's always cool when people do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I think he's probably the most popular guitar teacher online.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah. I know I've used, like, I haven't actually learned a lot of songs recently, but, like, for some reason I got it in my head I wanted to learn a bass line for Sweet Emotion.
Right.
So I jumped on YouTube and found people, showing me how to do it.
Yeah. There are a couple of them that I've added to their Patreon and stuff. Like, Ben Eller is a good one, and, Art of Guitar is another good one. They're like actual, they're all super young too. They're like in their 20s, you can tell. And I'm like, they're so smart and good. So I was like, well, I don't care if I am learning anything from them. I'm just going to give them a dollar because they're hustling.
Always be hustling.
Yeah, so. my basement is killing me. I'm tired of being at home.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have my standing desk anymore, so now my butt is getting real tight and I can feel the sciatica coming back.
Have you tried one of those cushions that have the back cut out? Like the?
Yeah, I have all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that works is going back and forth, standing and sitting. And that's not really an option in my basement because I almost hit the ceiling when I stand up in my basement.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it is sort of low. I mean, it is a basement. And I guess, yeah, so that wouldn't make sense to just get another variable desk for there then.
I don't want to do that here. I don't know. For one thing, I don't know if I got the room for it. With all these guitars.
Are all these your guitars?
Yeah, I know.
You could always, they've got those, well, yeah, again, I don't know if this would work for you or not, but they've got those less expensive things that you can put on a regular sized or a regular height desk.
Yeah, those are, I looked into those when I was originally getting a desk, and they're just hard to measure out to get to the size I need, because I'm a giant.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Brown had one of those, and even he had to adjust it, because he's taller than the average.
What do you do, wind up stacking it on boxes or something?
Yeah, it was on top of stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was doing because of the way I changed my desk setup late last year. So I moved to, it's like kind of narrower, so I had to accommodate both the monitor and the Wacom tablet when I switched over to using it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to get the other monitor up higher because my old desk had like a monitor shelf or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one didn't, so I had to I used a riser, but it wasn't tall enough, like a metal riser. And then I
Paul
wanted to
riser.
Huh?
I use a Paul riser.
Oh, yeah. Well, that at least, tells you jokes and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or freaks out when you don't want to go to the planet because, he's got financial stakes involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wound up sticking it on top of, record boxes I had gotten records shipped to me in because they were kind of thick and hit the right size and were reinforced on the inside. But with this new setup, I put my monitor on a arm so I can adjust it. But yeah, sometimes you just have to go kind of hacky DIY on stuff to get it to work right.
Well, yeah, I mean you do, but
especially when you're a giant.
As I've stated before with the guitar stuff, I try to go straight from the box as much as I can because the minute I touch something, is when it fucking fucks up.
Well, yeah, fair enough. But I don't know.
Julie was so insulting the other day. I forgot what it was that I. There was something. I forgot what it was. We had something that needed to be fixed, and I was like, I'm going to screw that up. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, you didn't have to agree so quickly.
Well, I guess she figured it was a time saver rather than going back and forth with you on it.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well just jump to the, I'll take care of it. Well, people have their talents, and sometimes their talents don't involve actually, being mechanical or anything.
That's true, but also I think she oversells her mechanical ability, too. It's not like she's some kind of construction jockey or something.
Hey, man, she regrouts a tub.
She does regrout a tub.
That's more than I've taken on, that's for sure.
She regrouts the tub more than usual.
And she's handy with making a mask.
She is. She's returned to her love of sewing, which she said that she stopped doing. Now she is doing. She used to sew, she said.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
I got to the point where I can make them for myself, but I'm not comfortable, like, making them as a donation thing because I don't think they're good enough. I can't quite, my seams aren't even, like, they get a little wonky, like, you know when you see those, when it looks like somebody drunk was laying down the lines on the street?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets, like, little squigglies and crooked spots and stuff? That's kind of what my seams look like. Which, it seems like it would be really easy just to make a straight seam on a sewing machine, because it kind of grips it and feeds it through, but...
Seams.
It seems like. But yeah, I tend to screw them up, somehow. I'm getting quicker at it, though. My first mask took me, like, you know, half hour, 45 minutes. And I got it down to, like, I don't know, I can do it pretty quick now. If I cut out enough patterns, I can chain them and kind of get them done assembly line style.
Mm-hmm.
Figured I'd make enough masks to treat them like underwear. But... I still gotta make some for my dad, though.
Make them for your dad. Make them for your dad. Make them for your dad.
Well, that reminds me. The tobacco store opens up today. I wonder if he's gone already.
Tobacco store. Tobacco store.
How's Chicago doing on its shelter-in-place stuff?
Well, I haven't actually been outside in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere. I haven't gone outside.
Not even to the liquor store?
No.
Hmm. I didn't know, because I thought they were, I mean, they're still extending theirs, right?
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen until June.
Okay. Yeah, we're actually getting, some gradual, like, phased reopenings going on right now in Ohio.
Yeah, it's going to be a while here.
They, I don't know. Have you talked to anybody else from the studio? How's everybody doing?
All right. Everybody, I mean, they text every once in a while. I'll send stupid Star Wars memes to Jim Terry, and the other two will talk about their video games in a text chain that we're on. Sean's aunt died yesterday.
Oh.
She was pretty famous because she had just recently been in the news for going to the Supreme Court to fight for transgender rights issues.
Okay.
And she had some severe health problems and just kind of just couldn't take it anymore, I guess. So.
That's sad. So,
yeah, it really is. Speaking of which, like, Mo seems to be really rough lately.
How's that?
Like, his breathing is very labored.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the vet situation like there?
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to, like, they will come out to your car and take your dog in. So I've been kind of holding up. We had to take Ninja in because he had some, you know, he's always got his bladder issues. But Mo's always, you know, he's always been just a dumb little tank.
Yeah.
This morning he's started throwing up and not eating, so I'm going to see how that goes, and we'll... Hopefully it'll be okay, but I've mentioned before, his existence is just kind of rough lately.
Right.
You know, he's just always seems terrified because he can't see or hear, and because of that, he's always like stress breathing and stuff like that. And it's kind of hard to watch, you know, because he just, I can't keep him in my lap all the time, which seems to be the only thing that calms him down.
So he's getting sort of panicky.
He gets panicky, yeah. And when he gets panicky, it exacerbates like the crushed larynx thing that pugs get sometimes, and he starts coughing uncontrollably, and it's rough. You know, Ninja seems, you know, Ninja bounces back and forth, and right now he seems like he's on a good mend, but, you know, they're both old men.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess there's certain things that just you got to expect to happen after a certain point. Yeah. It's just sad, but
yeah, it is.
I mean, it just not really anything you can do about it either.
Yeah.
Which I guess is frustrating too.
Not to be a bummer, I'm not trying to be bum everybody out.
Well, I mean, it's stuff that's going on with you.
I'm bumming you out.
That doesn't take much to bum me out.
Tell me about it.
I'm not irrepressibly happy, like some people.
Like me?
Like you. Look at you. You're always upbeat. Yeah, anyway. So I need to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I think I misspoke last week.
Uh-oh.
About something. I said that, I think I said that, Cougar Town didn't really get good until season two. And I was wrong, man. That was on fire right out of the gate.
Well, it's good that you cleared that up then. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, I don't want people to get discouraged thinking that, you know, they either have to, like, go through a bad season or just skip straight to season two. I think season two got stuck in my head because that's when they started making fun of the title. Like, during the credits, the opening, the splash screen with the title.
It makes fun of it?
Yeah. And starting in season two, they start, because it, what it would do is the title would pan into, like, a like one of those postcardy looking maps of Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it would, it started out as like an overhead shot, and then it would tilt and come in and zoom into, like, I guess where the location of where they're supposed to be is on the Gulf. And it said, "Welcome to Cougar Town." And that, mm-hmm. that was the season one titles, like that, with the little dun 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 dun, like jingle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, so starting in season two, though, they would start putting in things like, "Yeah, we know it's a dumb name," like in parentheses underneath it and stuff like that, or.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, yeah, we're sorry we named it this too. Things like that. So it's kind of like a, it goes quick. So if you're not really paying attention, you wouldn't notice it.
Hmm.
So it's a nice, like, little surprise-y kind of thing. And it changes every episode to something like they had a bunch of people from Scrubs on there,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of the actors from Scrubs. And they, during that episode, they were like, yeah, this isn't just a Scrubs clone or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, the whole thing was real just tongue-in-cheek anyway. But, I mean, like, season one is actually, like, really good. I forgot. For some reason, I was just thinking that, I guess because I was fixated on the making fun of the title thing on season two, I was thinking it didn't actually get good until season two. But
you suck. You're so dumb.
I highly recommend that show if you need a laugh, which a lot of people probably do need a laugh at the moment.
No, you don't need laughs.
Laughs are good. They make you feel better.
No.
It's been proven. It releases some sort of chemical thing in your brain.
Is it an endorphin?
It could be an endorphin.
What's an endorphin?
Isn't that a thing that swims around in the ocean and goes...
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like endorph outs.
That's what you say when you leave a place?
Dorf, no, that's what Tim Conway used to say on his show. Dorf out.
Dorf out. Oh, that's right, because he had the Dorfman golf guy thing, right?
Yes.
With the little legs.
Why did you think I was doing that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, you goober.
Takes me a minute to catch up sometimes.
Yeah, I know. It ruins all my jokes.
Says the guy who never plays along with my gags.
That's because they don't deserve to be played along.
All right. I see how it is.
I like to let them die.
Yeah,
I just like to watch them awkwardly die.
Oh, I didn't ask. Am I loud enough over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I'm still getting used to volume settings and stuff, too. So, yeah, I'm thinking I gotta find a new audio interface for my computer, though. I think my old ones just aren't cutting it.
What do you use?
Well, what I'm using right now is an Alesis FireWire unit. But nobody uses FireWire on new computers anymore, so I had, I had to buy an add-in card, a PCIe FireWire card, to put on my computer to use this old thing.
I hear good things about the, what is that thing? The little red box thing that they...
Sapphire, like the Scarlet things?
Yeah, the
Scarlet. Focusrite, I mean? Focusrite.
Focusrite, yeah. I hear good things about those.
Yeah, a friend of mine uses a Focusrite unit. I can't remember which one
it
is.
A lot of the people I see on these channels I watch online seem to all use them.
Are they on... I'm guessing they're using Thunderbolt or something?
I think they're all USB 2, man.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody uses that. I don't think they use those formats anymore.
The biggest thing that I think I need to overcome with this is just, it's not even the hardware. Because, I mean, this hardware is working fine, even though I had to add a card into the computer. But it's the drivers. I mean, this thing's old enough that the driver stopped at Windows 7.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it didn't even have, like, Windows 8 drivers or anything, you know.
It sucks when a product won't support its own thing anymore.
I mean, I guess I can understand it, because when some stuff was introduced, I mean, like, my old M-Audio cards, the PCI slot cards,
mm-hmm.
I mean, those things were introduced when Windows 98 was still around, I think. Maybe right at the beginning of XP. I'm trying to remember when those cards were, but it was like late 90s, early 2000s when those cards came out. So, yeah, I mean, you know, XP, Vista, 7, 8, 8.1, 10, that's a lot of operating systems to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, that company, anyway, has, like, changed hands several times. So, I can sort of understand them not having a driver, modern driver for it. Plus, they were really good, solid cards. And if you still got a slot to run them and can run them, you know, they work really well. So it's probably not in their best interest to keep supporting those instead of pimping a new product.
Mm.
From a financial standpoint, I guess. Although, I don't know. I mean, there was another audio interface I tried that was super old that actually did have a Windows 10 driver. It just didn't work right. But for me, I mean. But at least they were still trying to support modern operating systems, so I don't know. Didn't stuff on OS X used to be like that too, though? Like, they'd upgrade the OS, and all of a sudden, like, old stuff just wouldn't work anymore, and they were like, deal with it.
I don't know if they'd say, deal with it. They're a lot better about it now.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like I said, I had that problem with Catalina just this past weekend. I just found the drivers for Wacom and stuff like that.
Right on. I just remember weird stuff, like, they'd get an OS upgrade or something, and all of a sudden, memory would stop working. You'd have to get, like, different memory chips. I remember that being an issue, like, back in Devil's Due days.
You're a memory chip.
And I could never understand that, because I'm like, well, if it worked fine before, why would just changing the OS make it not work fine? But, okay.
You don't know computers. You don't know.
I guess not. No,
you're not a computer man.
Computer man!
Are you a computer man?
I could be a computer man. Do you want me to be a computer man?
Be a computer man. Help computer.
I am Automan.
Automan Cursor.
That was a show I loved as a kid, but is probably terrible if I tried to watch it now.
Oh, I haven't tried. There's plenty of ways to watch it, too. I mean, it's available on many formats, I think.
I remember they were broadcasting it as part of a block of old shows on Sci-Fi back in the early aughts.
Hmm. The early Automans?
Yeah, the early Automans. Yeah, I like my Ottoman. I can sit on it.
Cursor. Make me a helicopter, Cursor.
Yeah.
Cursor, everybody liked Tron. Except nobody liked Tron. They just thought it looked cool. Nobody saw that movie.
Tron?
Yeah.
Really? I always thought it was...
I think Tron was a failure for them.
I always thought it was pretty popular.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
I saw it in a theater a couple times, I think.
You did?
Yeah.
That movie's so boring.
I loved it.
That original Tron, like the second movie, I think is better than the original because it actually moves. The original is just kind of dull.
I don't. I mean, I really liked it when I was a kid, so I don't know. I mean, and I've watched it as an adult, and it's still fine. I think I was just fascinated by all the colors and stuff, and the fact that
I look at it as an adult, and I go, "Somebody turn a fucking light on." Because that's what it looks like. It looks like kids with glow-in-the-dark paint hiding out in the dark.
And I was really, I remember being really intrigued by the idea of being stuck in a computer game kind of thing.
Help, computer.
You know, another show I haven't seen since probably reruns in the early 90s, but Manimal.
Manimal. Manimal and Automan, very similar.
Didn't they have the same actor?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I can see why you would think that.
Wasn't one of them Julian Sands or something?
No, but they were, it was a very, very Julian Sands, Michael York kind of looking.
Oh, was one of them Michael York?
No.
Oh.
he's a guy that looked like Michael York.
Both of them, so.
Okay. Very Michael Yorkish looking dude.
All right. It's that cheekbones and chin thing.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Like, yeah. Michael York looked like a cat. That's why when he turns into a cat in Island of Dr. Moreau, it's like, why'd you put makeup on him? It's like, he already looks like this.
Just give him some slit-eyed contacts and you'll be fine. paste some whiskers on him.
Somebody painted some whiskers on Michael York.
There we go. Now he can star in Cats.
Why wasn't Michael York in Cats?
Why wasn't all four of these people in
Still
Cats?
Still alive, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know.
I think he is. He was in those Austin Powers movies.
Oh, that's right, he was. Okay, it was Michael York that was in Logan's Run, right?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure that wasn't somebody, another York-alike.
He was, yeah, there's a lot of York-alikes. I would put Julian Sands in the York-alike. Although, Julian Sands has kind of become his own thing.
So, okay, yeah, okay, Michael York's still alive.
Yeah, good. Good for him.
Let's look at Julian Sands. He's still alive? Yeah, okay. So, these are all just people that were from similar molds.
It's kind of like the Aaron Eckhart, Christopher Lambert kind of Thomas Jane sort of thing. They all like, it's like, we're not related, but it doesn't make sense how we're not related.
All right. Oh, okay. It was Simon McCorkindale who was in Manimal.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot that.
Is he the one that was in Jaws 3D?
I don't know. Let's see.
He played like the...
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was in the marine biologist.
Yeah, yep. And, he was in the Sword and the Sorcerer.
Yes, he was the...
Prince or king or whatever?
Rightful king. Actually, he wasn't the rightful king. He was just Sam Houston's brother.
Yeah, he was... Oh, Prince Micah. That was his character.
Yeah.
I'm seeing what else he was in. He was in Nightman for an episode. There's a thing. I forgot that Melody Anderson was in Manimal.
She's the girl in that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought she just disappeared after Flash Gordon.
No. I guess she had a... Let's look at her from... I don't know. She, I mean, she didn't have much in the way of movies past Flash Gordon. Well, yeah, she did. Actually, Flash Gordon was her first movie.
Hmm.
She was in a movie called Dead and Buried, which I think I've seen recently. Or somewhat recently. She was in Firewalker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Firewalker. Wow.
And then some other things that I have no idea what they are. Hmm. And she did a bunch of television.
Hmm.
Mostly just one episode things or whatever. Manimal only lasted 8 episodes?
Really?
That can't be right, can it?
That feels like that was on for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, it only lasted 8 episodes.
How long did Automan last?
Oh, let me look it up. I was going to look that up next to find out who that actor was. Wait a minute. Oh, it was Chuck Wagner that was in Automan. I didn't remember Desi Arnaz Jr. being in it.
Yeah, he was the sidekick. He was the normal. He was normal man.
13 episodes for Automan.
Okay, so it couldn't. Yeah, I thought it couldn't have lasted longer than Manimal. What? They were on around the same time, weren't they?
I think so. Let's see.
They were on different networks. I think Automan was on ABC and Manimal was on NBC.
Oh, actually, one of those episodes of Automan was never aired.
Missing episode of Automan.
Let's see. December 83 to April of 84 was Automan. And September 30 to December of 83 was Manimal. So they backed each other up. One went off and the other came on. It's weird. So how do I remember these so well if they didn't even last long enough to actually be anything?
Bigfoot and Wild Boy is a show that I talk about to this day, and it was only on for one season.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I mean, there's stuff I remember watching as a kid that I've never been able to find out what it was still. One of them was a PBS show. It was like a kid's show. And it was about these kids that ran a newspaper out of an old, like, abandoned office or something like that. And they would get in the weird mystery adventures.
That's not Ghost Rider, is it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it's called. I just remember, like, the show. And it was one of those things where, you know, they focused on teamwork and good morals and whatnot. But it was something I remember watching it after school, I think. It's weird because most of the things that I couldn't remember what they were, I've found out by now. And then, but there's still just a couple of things that are, I guess, obscure enough that maybe they only lasted a little bit of time, or they took up an inordinate amount of my brain processing power, so I remember them better than I should. Mm. But, yeah. Anyway. So, Chuck Wagner doesn't actually look that much like the other ones. As far as the facial thing, I guess I was just getting them confused in my head.
Hmm. Hmm.
Although, yeah, no. Who am I thinking? Oh, Lyle Wagner. That's name-wise, that's what I'm thinking of.
They're not related, are they?
No, Wagner. Lyle Wagner had like an O in it, and this is Wagner, like W-A-G-N-E-R. Come to think of it, though, Lyle Wagner was kind of one of those cheekbones and chin guys, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like me.
Cheekbones and chin?
Yeah. That's what most people think of when they think of me, don't you think?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. Oh. So Chuck Wagner was a big in the theater.
Chuck Wagner, I just got it. Chuck Wagner.
There's no O in Chuck Wagner. But yes, Chuck Wagner.
Yeehaw, here comes Chuck Wagner.
Heck yeah. Anyway. So, been watching good stuff?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, then.
I saw a terrible movie yesterday called Cemetery High.
I saw your post on it.
Yeah. It went from, like, it was bad enough that it was, it was literally women getting raped and then killing all men. But it was a comedy. And it, not only a comedy, but like an airplane kind of comedy with like sound effects and stuff and breaking the fourth wall. And I'm like, this, whoever made this is a fucking sociopath.
Oh, that's right. I did see they had that kind of cheesy 50s warning thing going on.
Yeah, that was the beginning. And by the way, that wasn't a joke just at the beginning. They literally did that throughout the entire movie.
So every time there were boobies on screen, they go, uh-uh.
Yeah, but that only happened once.
Oh, okay.
But when there was violence, they bang that gong all the time. And they never show the violence. They just bang that gong.
Well, that's annoying.
It's a really weird movie. Huh. And I hated it.
Fair enough. I watched one that might be something if you haven't seen that you might like. Or, well, not like. Well, something you'd watch, anyway. it was called Evils of the Night?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
With the Carradine dad?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. It's got some, like, just really cringeworthy sex scenes in it.
Yeah, it's also gross, too. It's like, is this a porn that they cut everything out of?
Right, yeah, it seemed like softcore, didn't it? Like,
yeah, it felt like
it. Skinamax type stuff or something?
Well, I mean, it's so early 80s that you're like, maybe this is an actual porn. They just...
Well, that came out in 85, though.
Yeah.
One of the things I didn't understand is the box cover or the poster for it had the Millennium Falcon on it, but that never shows up in the movie at all.
And, like, wrestling women.
Yeah, like, what is that?
I don't know.
I don't really understand, but...
Yeah.
It had a weird cast on it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar.
And Tina Louise.
John Carradine. Well, John Carradine being in a bad movie is kind of like, that's, that happened a lot.
Those two bad guys were familiar, but I don't remember what I've seen them in, but they were in stuff before that I've seen, like as support actors or whatever.
Yeah, it was... That's a bad movie.
Yeah, terrible. But, yeah, well, I figured that would have been one of your things. I did watch a weird one you might like, though. It was called Manifest Destiny Down, /Spacetime.
I've seen the box. What is that?
Sort of a stoner sci-fi comedy.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little long. But it's not bad. It's got some moments in it. And it's, I don't know. I mean, it's like pseudoscience, I guess, you know. And the director, lead actor, probably producer, too. I don't know. He goes by the name Bo D.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but he's like German or something.
Oh, God.
Or maybe Russian. I don't know. One of those. But the movie's in English, mostly.
Mostly?
Well, he speaks in whatever, I think it's Russian. He speaks in that one like he's talking to his dad for a minute. And it's some other
I might be interested in that. What's it called?
It's called Manifest Destiny Down. And then /Spacetime.
This is on Amazon?
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting really pissed off at these movies that don't have subtitles. Because that's when I post my pictures, I can't really get the point of how stupid many of them are unless they have.
Oh, I get it, like the closed captioning or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
that looks real. Oh, that came out last year.
Yeah. It's
okay. I'll put. Oh, that looks awful.
It's. I mean, there's. I made it all the way through it. I got a lot lower tolerance for stuff than you do. Especially, like, boring.
I try to not watch the ones from the last couple years.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought this one might be something you'd be interested in. And then, did I watch this one? Oh, I did. I don't know how to say his first name. Ruggero Deodato. He's one of those slasher people. Like Italian horror movie guys.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a movie by him from 86 called Body Count. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Body Count. I like some giallo.
It made no sense, sort of, because...
Yeah.
All of a sudden...
A lot of them don't.
All of a sudden, like, you know, they had a focus of, like, who's supposed to be the killer. And then it just goes, like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was interesting in that from that standpoint. But I don't think it was an actual Italian movie. At least all the actors were not American, but at least English-speaking. It didn't look like when they dub stuff in post. So that one was kind of interesting, too, though.
Well, Fear City, that one.
Fear City. I didn't see that one.
Have I seen White of the Eye?
Oh. Our suggestions are coming up the same. Tom Berenger and Billy Dee Williams. All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. That could only be terrible.
And Jack Scalia. I mean, man, what are you going to, you know, can't go really wrong with that, can you? Think.
Man, all these movies are probably boring as hell.
That's the biggest thing. It's not even that they're bad, it's just they're not interesting.
Yeah. I've seen most of these movies. I've never seen Macabre. I need to watch that. I need to watch all my giallo. I've only seen a handful, but I love them. They're so bizarre.
Most of the time, yeah. They get to the point where you're just not really sure what the hell's going on.
Just Italian movies in general.
I
when they're dubbed over here, it just seems so, so weird.
Yeah.
Ursus, the Terror of the Kyrgyz?
I don't even see that. I don't know.
Oh, that's from 1964. That's probably an Eastern European Hercules movie or something.
I know I went through, back in like 2014 or 2015, I went through a big stint of watching a whole ton of Italian. I was sticking mostly with the directors I knew. I didn't get into like really obscure stuff or anything, but a lot of it was, if it wasn't zombies, it was some sort of giallo? I don't know how you said that.
I just say giallo.
I think it's pronounced like yellow.
Oh, Raiders of Atlantis. That guy made Raiders of Atlantis. That's a crazy movie. That has a lot of rape in it.
No.
You got to watch out with Italian movies. They're especially in the 80s. So, like, you know my theory that it's pretty much a 50-50 coin toss in the 80s if a movie's going to have rape in it. And I think those odds go up if it's an Italian movie.
Okay, listen to this description of this movie. Okay, actually, did you see in your recommendations a movie called A Breed Apart?
No.
Okay, so I'll describe the art for you, and then I'm going to read the description. So the art's got this weird sort of, looks like a, you know those grotto kind of caves, like, where they're sort of circular looking and people climb down in them and find stuff? In movies all the time. So it's got that with these like superimposed faces off to the side. This guy in the art that looks like Rutger Hauer holding a crossbow.
I see.
And then the description says, a picturesque tale of a famed mountain climber hired to pilfer specimens of a new breed of bald eagles and his entanglement with a conservationist and a fishing supply store owner. Like, what the hell? How does that already even match that description? And is that what this is even about? Like... Very weird.
Add to watch list.
And, I mean, okay, so you looked at the art, right?
It is Rutger Hauer.
Okay, that is Rutger Hauer?
Yeah.
Because it looks like him in the art.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch it then, because it's Rutger Hauer. I mean, Rutger Hauer's been in a lot of terrible movies, but I watch him anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a movie called Slam Dance.
I've heard of that. That's an old movie. I feel like I remember, like, Siskel and Ebert reviewing that movie.
Oh, it's got Mary Elizabeth Mastriante Antonio on them. I can't say her name.
Mastriantonio. Mastacelli.
It's also got, Virginia Madsen in it. Who's also been in a lot of terrible movies.
Yeah, she has.
These are all just sort of whodunits, though. Boo. Anyway, say, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
What is it?
The Long Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that's his Mickey Spillane?
Philip Marlowe?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Robert Altman movie.
Yeah. Dove loves that movie.
It sort of sounds familiar, but I don't think I've seen it. Okay, I'll watch it. I'm easy. Whatever.
Your mom.
Your mom? Oh, yeah, sorry about that. That slipped out before I could think about it.
I'm tired of drawing.
Can you believe I never saw Raw Deal before the other night?
It's not that good.
No, but I never saw it, though. I mean, come on. It was an 80s Schwarzenegger action movie.
Yeah, I watched it as a child in the height of videotapes, and we got it because it was Schwarzenegger. And imagine how boring it was to a child who has seen Conan the Barbarian and the Terminator.
Right.
And you're just seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger driving around Chicago.
It's kind of cool seeing Chicago in the 80s. So.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I couldn't figure out who exactly got the raw deal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like everybody that got kind of what they were coming, you know, got what was coming to them.
Yeah.
So I was a little unclear on the title. Oh, and I did watch Rodeo and Juliet, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Spoiler, it turns out Rodeo is the horse.
Oh.
Yeah.
But is he a rodeo guy?
The horse?
The person riding the horse.
Oh, she's riding the horse.
Oh, really? Oh, so she's in love with a horse?
No, no. She's in love with the nephew of the guy that used to be in love with her mother, but is now claiming half of the property that their grandfather left them.
No, this is weird.
Yeah, it's really complicated.
Is her mom dead?
No, her mom's alive.
Well, that's confusing.
But she's a, you know, she's a city girl. She's from New York City.
New York City?
Mm-hmm. And then her mom traipses her out to the country because the grandpa died. And they got to split up, you know, sell off the estate. The ranch, as it were. And that's where she meets Rodeo, the horse.
You're a rodeo.
And then she meets the nephew of the guy who used to be in love with her mother, who apparently the grandfather left half of the property to without telling anybody. And then it gets complicated from there. She does eventually ride Rodeo in a competition event, though. So.
At a rodeo?
I think it's a county fair.
County fairs can have rodeos.
Can they? I thought a rodeo was a thing unto itself.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I mean,
a rodeo was an event that you could have.
Oh, I always thought the rodeo was a...
Like you could have wrestling at a fair.
I always thought the rodeo was like calling a circus, you know? Like you go to the rodeo.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, I could be really wrong about that. That's what I always thought.
That's true.
Very
confusing.
Yeah, especially like, I mean, because you got a horse named after a thing.
I'll have to do. Yeah, I know. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah.
How confusing is this movie going? It's like Inception.
No, it's not that complicated.
Movie's like Inception. I think I'm going to go with my definition.
Okay.
Well, Crank says this movie is as good as Inception.
Well, it might be as good as Inception, actually, because, I mean, was Inception really that good? I mean...
Yeah, you're right. It's okay. I like Inception, but it's not on my top 10 or anything.
Right. I mean, the biggest thing about Inception was basically just the twist, right? I mean, it was a decent movie through it, but it wasn't, like, super memorable. It wasn't no Tron.
You're right. It was not a Tron. Huh. It wasn't a Tron.
Yes, we agree.
Is this a Tron? Are you a Tron?
I'm a rabbit.
I'm a Tron, too.
I'm digitally young again. That's what I am. Mm-hmm. I'm digitally young Jeff Bridges. Mm-hmm. Creepy.
The digital frontier.
Yes. Hey, do we have an email?
We don't.
Okay.
I looked early this time.
Thanks for looking into that for me.
You know, nobody wants to talk to us, and I can't blame them.
Well, you know, you are being awful bummer.
I'm sorry.
And I'm getting all stupid political.
I don't want to be a bummer. I want to be happy.
Well, then you need to laugh. I suggest Cougar Town.
You are really... I feel like they're paying you. Are you trying to seduce Courtney Cox some way?
Oh, no. No.
She'll pay attention to you if you like, promote her show?
No. Now, Busy Phillips, on the other hand.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That giant chin freak.
I've been a fan of her since Dawson's Creek.
Oh, she was on that show?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder what she's up to these days.
She's in a lot of commercials, I see.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, she's not that much younger than we are.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Well, what do you know?
What do you know? What do you know about that?
Yeah.
What do you know about that? Do you know? What do you know? What was I watching? I was watching Devil Dog. And the little girl in that is playing a 10-year-old. And I was like, this woman is 18 years old.
She's just a very short 18. I remember seeing that movie. That was a made-for-TV movie, wasn't it?
It was a made-for-TV movie.
Like, I remember seeing that movie.
You can tell from the Jump because of the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a TV movie.
I remember seeing that when I was a kid.
Yeah, everybody said that. I was like, I do not remember this. How come I remember Bigfoot and Wild Boy, but not that?
I seem to remember it being one of those movies they would like... Because, you know, TV was different when I was a kid. Like, on Saturdays and Sundays, they would just grab shit to air, I guess. Like, whatever was cheap that they could fit in their budget to fill out programming space.
And well, it would always be... Devil Dog wasn't on Saturday morning.
No, but I seem to remember that as being like a Sunday afternoon movie or something.
Mm.
One of those things where they would just plug in a rerun of something as a filler.
Because
I remember seeing that when I was a kid. And the Gargoyles. That was another
one. Oh, yeah, the Gargoyle movie. Yeah, I remember that one.
Like, I remember seeing both of those when I was a kid. And I seem to remember both of those being like Sunday kind of movies.
You really like that Gargoyle movie.
Oh, dude, that freaked the shit out of me when I was a kid. I still think it's a good movie. I mean, I'm just saying,
you have mentioned that movie several times on this podcast.
Well, that was one of those movies that took me a long time to find out what it was. Because, you know, it got complicated by the fact that if you looked up TV show Gargoyles, it came up with the cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon, yeah.
And so, until the internet got sentient enough to actually respond to my requests, it took me forever to find it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really, yeah, I like that movie. It was good. I liked it.
It's good. I liked it. Made me happy.
Yep. I'll give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up my butt.
Oh. I don't know if I can fit 2 thumbs up my butt.
You'll never know until you try.
It's like, what's his name? Little Jack Horner sat in the corner.
God. Sticking his thumbs up his butt.
With 2 thumbs up his butt. Mm. He was the one that stuck his thumb in a pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In his pie hole. In his butthole.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry I brought this up.
I'm going to make you regret this.
You have.
All right. Well, I guess we're done. Unless you got something. You got something else? What you got for me?
I don't have nothing. I got nothing.
Got none. All right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm looking forward to drinking tonight. I haven't had any alcohol in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. Don't go crazy.
I'm not. I just, I'm off the antibiotics and that, so I'm looking forward to the drinking.
Mm.
It's sort of my modus operandi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway. All right, then. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. You can check up on other 4-Star Studios people on Instagram, because they're all on there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are.
Been seeing Jim posting art. Sean's been doing those great recreations of the old 80s X-Men cards.
Mm-hmm. They're really cool.
Ryan did a Curse Words Kickstarter. It did phenomenally very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be neat, because it's collecting all of Curse Words plus a new story.
Mm-hmm.
In a hardback, I think?
Yep. What's the point if it isn't?
Yeah. So that's a nice, big, thick, where you can hit people with it and really do some damage kind of book. Because, mm-hmm. That's the primary thing big books like that are for, right, is whacking people over the head with it.
Yeah.
We're doing that Bible thumb thing when you need to get rid of the tumors in your hands.
What?
Look up Bible thumb.
Tumors in your hands?
Well, cysts or whatever.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
I'll just look up Bible thumb. You'll see it.
What do you mean, I'll see? Are you threatening me? What are you talking about?
Bible thumb, Mike.
What are you? God damn it.
I'm trying to say that in a threatening way.
That is the weirdest thing I've heard you say in a while.
Bible thump. Oh, yeah. Anyway, you can find everybody else on Instagram. And I've been posting a lot of records lately, myself.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going through all my my batches of records I get for a buck a piece and stuff. Finding stuff I've never heard before, and some things I like and some things I don't like, but I'm posting all the covers of them. It's sort of my version of Mike's Movies.
Yep.
It's Crank's Records. Lockdown edition.
Ow.
Oh, did you Bible thump your hand?
God damn it. You better tell me what that is.
Okay, it's
that's a thing?
Yeah. It was a way of treating, if you'd get one of those watery cyst kind of things in your hand, like a lump in your hand.
I have never seen one of those things.
So, I guess that was something people would get regularly enough for this to become a thing. And rather than going to a doctor or whatever, you'd just take a heavy book, like a Bible, which is what most people had on hand at the time. That would be
Is that where that term comes from?
Yeah. So they would take a Bible, and they would just lay their hand on the table and whack their hand with it.
I have never heard of this.
And the weight and the pressure and all that would cause the cyst to burst and thus go away. So, yeah.
That's gross.
Bible thump.
I'm mad at you for telling me that.
Well, now you know, though. And no one's half the battle. Right then. We'll see y'all next week. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Very cold.